presentation, 20th of February, patient Hannah, H-A-N-A, Dostal, D-O-S-T-A-L, date of birth 11-17-1955. Hannah Dostal was seen for an evaluation of thyroid nodules. Per paragraph from this visit, comma, she had no major complaints and specifically denied problems with swallowing or hoarseness. Per, there were no shakes or tremors or other symptoms suggestive of hyperthyroidism. Per paragraph, test history, notable for hypertension and hyperlipidemia. Per paragraph, family history, positive for hypothyroidism in her first degree relatives. Per paragraph, social history, she works as a cook and does not smoke and rarely takes alcohol. Per paragraph, current medications, hydrochlorothiazide 12.5 milligrams daily, comma, amlodipine 10 milligrams daily, comma, chlorothalidone 25 milligrams daily, comma, levothyroxine 0.025 milligrams daily, comma, losartan 100 milligrams daily, and atorvastatin 10 milligrams daily. Per paragraph, general review was unremarkable for 12 systems evaluated. Paragraph, on examination, blood pressure 44/78, count weight 153 pounds, and BMI is 29. Period, the pulse is 70 per minute, count regular sinus rhythm. Period, the thyroid gland was not palpable, and there was no neck lymphadenopathy. Period, the heart and normal lungs were clear, and the peripheral examination was grossly intact. Period, paragraph, I have reviewed previous tests, including an ultrasound of the thyroid gland, which shows small subcentimeter nodules in the gland without suspicious features. Period. The TSH is 3.148. Comma, borderline. Per paragraph, impression, hypothyroidism, comma, likely secondary to Hashimoto's thyroiditis, and small multinodular goiter. Per paragraph, I've asked her to increase the levothyroxine to 50 micrograms per day in an effort to prevent further enlargement of the thyroid nodules and a follow-up visit in 6 months. Per paragraph, next patient. Stephanie, S-T-E-P-H-A-N-I-E, Carney, C-A-R-N-E-Y, date of birth 6/15/1980. Stephanie Carney was seen for an evaluation of hyperthyroidism. Per paragraph, previously, comma, she had seen another endocrinologist and was diagnosed with Graves' disease, for which she was started on treatment with antithyroid medication as methimazole. Period, paragraph. This medication apparently has not been taken, and review of thyroid function tests from September and November 2022 shows a decreased TSH to 0.02, comma, free T3 4.9, comma, elevated, and free T4 1.37, also elevated period. The TSI and TPO antibody tests were both positive. Per paragraph, she had COVID infection in December 22, and at this time feels fatigue, but denies weight loss or bowel dysfunction. Per paragraph, past history is notable for ADHD. Per paragraph, family history is negative for thyroid disorders. Per paragraph, social history, she works in mental health as a therapist, does not smoke and rarely drinks alcohol. Per paragraph, current medications, Topamax for migraine, comma, Vyvanse for ADHD, comma, oral contraceptive pill, comma, Zyrtec and Claritin. Per paragraph, general review is significant for occasional dry eyes, but no other visual disturbance, comma, headache secondary to migraine, and Graves' disease, as noted. Period, a total of 12 systems were evaluated. Paragraph, on examination, pulse was 70 per minute, comma, regular sinus rhythm. Period, the thyroid gland was about 1.5 times normal size, and there was no neck lymphadenopathy. Period, the heart and lungs were clear, and the peripheral examination was grossly intact. Period, examination of her eyes revealed slight decreased upper outward eye movement, but without diplopia, comma, proptosis, or other manifestations of thyroid eye disease, paragraph impression, hyperthyroidism, like secondary Graves' disease, and ADHD, paragraph. We discussed options in regards to treatment of her hyperthyroidism, and she has agreed to anti-thyroid medication with methimazole in a dosage of 5 milligrams twice daily, paragraph. I've asked her to return for follow-up in mid-March for further assessment, paragraph, indication.